Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Welcome to Alive to Thrive. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, so welcome back to 2016 and some wonderful programming we have planned for you all this year. We are hosting a class tonight at Butterfly and Moon on 814 South Main Street, St. Charles. You know that I have a shop there, and we have started carrying essential oils, and these are just beautiful, therapeutic, high-quality, beautiful oils. And tonight we have a guest speaker named Patty Caldera Dorsey, and she is also our guest today on Alive to Thrive. Patty, I've met just a few months ago, actually through a mutual friend, and she helps others attract abundance into their lives with using the essential oils. There are oils, oil blends called Transformation and Believe and Joy and all these beautiful names and qualities. But she also has an extensive practice where she uses essential oils to help clients who have a variety of challenges in their lives, shall we say, from trauma, abuse, various things. And we're not here to make any medical claims or talk about anything related to that, but we are here to talk with Patty about her own personal experiences with the oils and what she loves best about them and how they can help people in a variety of areas of their lives. So welcome to the show, Patty. How are you?
Hi, Brenda. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, you know, we've only known each other a short time, but you're someone I admire, and I probably don't get to tell you that often because we're both extremely busy people, but you have so many credentials on paper as well as in life, and just to share with the audience a little bit, a licensed clinical social worker, licensed pastoral therapist, RRT Master Certified, EMDR Certified, a lot of acronyms. We'll have to explain to our listeners what those mean. And you've worked a lot with kids and adults with autism and ADD. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, a two-page resume, just a lifetime dedicated to helping people. What motivated you to get into professions where you could help people?
Well, I have a son with autism. And I myself went through a lot of trauma in my life, and along the way I found that by helping others I felt better, and the more I help people the better I feel, and I just love spreading the love. It's wonderful.
Well, that's true. They often say that to get beyond grief or anger or focusing on your own troubles in life is to get into service and to be of service to others. And I have found that to be true. Can we talk a little bit about some of those things? I know I've talked a lot about moving beyond grief on this program. I lost my mother in a car crash in 1996, and I know you lost a parent at a very young age. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. When I was 17, my father passed away from cancer, and I was the one who found his body, and so it was a very traumatic experience. He was much older. He was 65 when I was born, and so he was 83 when he transitioned, and at the young age of 17, I wasn't really sure what was going on, and it really left an impact in my life. And then I went on into the military to become an aircraft mechanic, and because I had knew I had to support my mother at the time, and it led me on a journey that brought me through some traumatic experiences of rape and some other things that were almost beyond belief sometimes. It's a wonder that I made it through, but I did.
We talk about those issues, too. I'm in an international organization called Zonta, which works to end violence against women, both in the home and domestic violence and sexual violence in other countries. And there has been more attention in recent years to sexual abuse of women in the military. Do you think the military is now paying attention to that?
I think they're trying. I don't know that they're doing their very best. It is a culture of trying to, it's a good boys club in my opinion. When the rapes occurred to me back in the 80s, sexual harassment wasn't even a term used at the time. So when I reported the abuse, you know, the answer was, well, you brought it on yourself type stuff. And today I think that the military is attempting to get women help for that, but I almost think it's too little too late.
Yeah, that's for sure. And now with high-profile celebrity cases and what's happened in certain denominations. I mean, I think there is getting to be more public awareness and more community services. I know I've worked in different women's shelters and women's programming for the last 30 years, so there is greater services, but there is still a culture of stigma or culture of, like, don't talk about it. And, I mean, have you had clients come to you who have had former military service that experienced similar issues?
Oh, yes. In fact, I provide free services for veterans, five sessions each. When military veterans come to me, by the time they get to me, it's usually because they've tried everything else and they refuse to go to the VA because of the poor services they found there, and they want something that does not allow for reporting. As a licensed pastoral therapist, everything that I do with veterans falls under pastoral care, so that I do no documentation whatsoever, so that these veterans can get the care they need and the recovery from trauma without any documentation to affect their military status, whether they're active duty or not.
Wow. So how do people find out about you? Do you have your name with some of the social services and community organizations that might be getting these calls, like hotlines and places where women may show up asking for help?
Well, at this time, it's usually word of mouth and from attending different groups that I'm involved with. And I don't do a lot of advertising because I'm a one-man person.
Right.
One-person operation. Right. So when people get to me, it's because they've heard from a friend who's experienced what I do. And then it's very transformative.
Wow. Now, you have a doctorate of pastoral science and pastoral pastoral medical therapy, and you're licensed with the Pastoral Medical Association International. I didn't even know there was such a group. Tell us a little bit about that. Did you always feel drawn towards spiritual studies, or when did your interest in pastoral science and pastoral studies come around?
Well, I grew up as a Christian, but attended many different denominations, so I have a lot of exposure to many, many different denominations. And when I was in doing my Master's of Social Work degree, the school was encouraged spiritual exploration, and the more I learned, the more I felt drawn to that. And I found through my work with the oils that by anointing people and laying on of hands allowed me to help them at a deeper level, deeper than just talk therapy or cognitive behavioral therapy or even some of the other modalities that counselors use today. When you bring in the source of life, you get a much deeper response. And that inspired me to do something vastly different.
Wow, I love that. And I love that science is actually confirming what we've known all along through certain religious traditions, spiritual traditions, that the power of prayer works, that what you focus on, you know, works. And that it's been interesting, the play of those two fields. But so you have sort of some science, some medical, some spiritual, some religious background. You bring this all together into your practice. And so tell us a little bit about what someone could expect if they made an appointment with you, and how do you do an assessment initially?
So I have a variety of services, and so people usually come to me with an idea of which service they are seeking. I guess I'll just start with the most basic, and that's the regular psychotherapy in which they use their insurance. And I only accept Blue Cross Blue Shield and Medicare because I'm really drawn to the geriatric community as well. A lot of my veterans are among that age at this time. And so I serve that community, and the regular psychotherapy, I am limited in what I can do because as an LCSW, which is Licensed Clinical Social Worker, I'm only allowed to do talk therapy. I'm not allowed to touch my clients when I'm in that mode, they're using insurance. When I step into the self-pay realm and they take me on as their pastor, as a pastoral medical therapist, then I'm able to use the oils in therapy, and I've created a protocol called Mind-Heart Transformation, in which I use the oils, and I use my science background with the understanding of the brain from training with Dr. Daniel Amen, and I'm a certified brain SPECT analyst, so if somebody does go to Dr. Amen and get a SPECT brain scan, which is a nuclear brain scan, I can read their scan and tell them what diet, exercise, supplements, and oils will balance their brain best without any pharmaceuticals. Now, because SPECT imaging is so incredibly expensive, and most people don't want to go to Reston, Virginia, or New York, or California to get it done, they can come see me, and I can do a Amen brain test because he's done over 125,000 scans, and I'm certified to administer this test, which I also send checklists to friends and family and teachers, other people who know the person very well, so that we can get a really good idea of what their brain might look like had we done a nuclear scan. Because we can glean all that information through their behavior and their emotional states that other people observe.
So by
analyzing that, then I can, again, tell people what diet, exercise, supplements, and oils will balance their brain best. So after having gone and studied with him, I was able to learn how to do that with my own son. And my son has autism and was misdiagnosed for many, many, many years. And because he was misdiagnosed, was on 18 different pharmaceuticals. And it was an absolute tragedy because we couldn't even communicate. Mm-hmm. And after having trained with Dr. Amen and learned this process, I was able to get him off all medications and able to now have conversations with him, be able to enjoy life. And now he has he's 24 years old and has his driver's permit, and he considers himself his grandmother's bodyguard. So I have a passion for helping families with children who have ADD, ADHD, or autism because there is another way. That is a brain function. It is not a disease or a disorder. And so that's a really powerful niche that I have. But this brain test isn't limited to those with those particular brain functions. It can be very helpful for anyone who just wants to live a better lifestyle.
Wow. Okay. There's so many questions. Wow. So I have. And I love that you're working with people to help them get off of pharmaceuticals. I think in this country, people are over-medicated. It's very sad that children at very young ages are being put on very heavy-duty pharmaceuticals. And then sometimes later are, you know, transferring over to street drugs or heroin. I mean, I've gone to funerals of people that have or relapsed. I mean, it seems that it started, if you trace it back, a lot of times these adults were kids at one time and put on pharmaceuticals at young ages. And the question I have, with working with vets, well, let's just say a male client. Typically, I find a lot of men are afraid to go to the doctor of any kind, definitely resistant to go to psychotherapy or anything. They don't want to admit there's an issue, but they may have issues showing up from brain injury or, you know, anger issues that maybe have stemmed from a brain injury. And so, you know, they try to downplay it and resist going to get help. How do you work with that kind of client that might be afraid of getting diagnosed with something, but also just skeptical of the whole industry of getting help?
Well, that's one of the things I don't do. I don't do diagnoses, although I'm licensed to do so. I don't ever give somebody a diagnosis unless they ask for it, because I believe that labeling someone gives them the idea that that's who they are, and that is absolutely detrimental to someone's health and recovery.
Right.
So I am more about using multimodal approach from different directions, both health and wellness direction to mental and spiritual. And so if someone is hesitant to seek out any help at all for, say, anger issues, if their loved one had heard about me and says, you know, she won't make the appointment unless you call. And if they call and say, I want help, then I will take them on as a client. But the person who needs the help the most has to make the step to call me. But then I also tell them, hey, when you come in to see me, this is 100% confidential. I become your pastor. It does not affect the religious affiliation that you may already have. But when you're talking with me, I am your pastor, 100% confidential. It falls under ecclesiastical law, which means that the person, everything that we say together, falls under confessional. So even if I was subpoenaed by the court, I'd be able to say, I'm sorry, that falls under confessional. Now, of course, if there is a real problem, you know, abuse or somebody was murdered, I'd absolutely encourage that person to go in and tell the truth, and I'd go with them. But it becomes a pastoral relationship so that they can have full confidence that I will never tell anybody else what's going on, what happened to them, or what it is that's caused the problem in the first place. And then when we actually start using the oils and we start getting them into a better lifestyle so that they feel better, then we do what I call mind-to-heart transformation, where in one session I will resolve one problematic thought, emotion, or behavior in one session. And that session lasts 4 to 5 hours. But what's amazing is to see just the total transformation of the way the person sees, feels, and thinks when we're done.
So let's talk about, fascinating, let's talk about the essential oils, because that's sort of the crossover where I'm getting involved and learning more about it. And I know that I've used oils at, in the evening to help me relax, like lavender, to just kind of get in a different headspace before going to sleep. And I've used oils to get more uplifted during the day. And oils can be used for so many wonderful things to improve emotional states. What's a few of your favorites?
Well, abundance is one of my favorites. For me, the cinnamon in it is so warm and inviting that it just draws me in.
And which one is that?
Abundance.
Abundance. So the oil blend is called Abundance, and it's one of the oil blends we're going to be talking about tonight at the presentation at 6 p.m., and it's also one that we're going to be carrying at Butterfly Moon. So, yeah, I love Abundance. It's a very deep and complex oil blend. I find you can smell lots of different things in it when you smell it, but then when you use it, you could, I suppose you could also use it in conjunction with affirmations and during meditation. I mean, how have you recommended your clients use it?
Well, Abundance is one that I wear every day in my aromatherapy necklace because it gives me a sense of confidence and warmth, and I think it amplifies the love that I'm showing to other people. So for me, that's the number one thing in life that we want more of, abundance of love, right? So that I use it in my aromatherapy necklace, my earrings, and from time to time I'll diffuse it in the office. So it's one that's just really inviting.
So the aromatherapy application via jewelry is a new concept I've just been exposed to. Thank you very much for telling me about that in recent weeks, because I just placed my first order and we'll be carrying that at Butterfly and Moon. Beautiful
Yay.
Little pendants. You had told me, and I'd love you to share with our audience, that it's important to wear sterling silver or metals that aren't going to interact adversely with the oils. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Certainly. Essential oils are the lifeblood of the plant, and each oil, each individual plant oil, can carry anywhere from 100 to 1,000 different chemical constituents. And those chemical constituents can actually begin to degrade plastics and inferior metals and your synthetic fibers in clothes that might, or fibers in other materials that people would use to make jewelry. So it's very, very important that you use a high-quality metal like sterling silver or 14-karat gold, because they're the only metals that are pure enough to withstand the possible caustic effect of an essential oil. For example, lemon oil is powerful enough to disintegrate plastic. Plastic is made from a petrochemical. And because it can degrade it, that means to break it down into small chemical molecules, that if you're wearing a aromatherapy necklace made from plastic or a synthetic clay, you may be breaking that substance down and then drawing it into your body through your skin and causing yourself very problematic health issues. So I feel that the majority of aromatherapy people out there don't understand just how powerful these oils are, and then they put them in a plastic aromatherapy necklace, or it's a silver color, but it's not sterling silver, and the thing begins to melt, and they're feeling sick, or they get a skin reaction, and they don't know why. It's because the oils are powerful. They're breaking down toxins, but it's laying there on maybe your chest and going into your body because the molecules are so small. So by using a sterling silver or a 14-karat gold aromatherapy necklace or pendant or ring or earrings, you can avoid having problems, but it's also a wonderful way to be able to have your oils with you and experience their health benefits and their mind uplifting benefits 24 hours a day.
Wow, and I'm excited to be carrying this, the line at Butterfly Moon. We'll hopefully get it just in time for Valentine's Day. And we'll have some beautiful little pieces. We're going to start out small and grow with it over time. When you were talking about lemon, since lemon can break down and plastic, I was shocked to find out a few years ago that sometimes fast food restaurants sell milkshakes that contain plastic in the milkshake itself. I couldn't believe it. So people might be ingesting plastic through various things, or they're cooking it in their microwave, and the plastic particles are leaching into their food. So then, can you talk about ingesting lemon oil that might help counteract that, the plastic that might be in our systems?
Certainly. The plastic that we get into our systems comes from eating out of containers that have been microwaved, and even styrofoam cups. We ingest little micro particles when we drink out of a styrofoam cup. And yes, that gets lodged in our system, and because it is not biodegradable, it gets stuck in the body. But lemon oil actually has D-limonene. D-limonene is a chemical constituent that breaks down petrochemicals. So it helps the liver to process those molecules and flush them out of the body. So that's why I think, and it's not just lemon oil. Any citrus oil, but there's many other single oils that are available that do the same thing. Lemon's just the one that's so easy to see and cheap to use.
Wow. And yeah, it's the price is very low. It's also can be used to sprinkle over salads and add it to water or tea to improve, you know, just to get that into your system. But so important for oils not to be exposed directly to UV, ultraviolet light or sunlight. So talk about that, the importance of how you keep your oils from too much light.
Sure. The pure steam distilled essential oils, which are the therapeutic grade that are produced by Young Living, which is the only company I use in my practice, they discovered through chemical analysis that some and most oils will degrade over time if they are exposed to UV light. So Young Living only packages in dark bottles. As long as you keep your therapeutic grade oils stored in a cool, dark place, they can last for many, many years. There were essential oils that were found in King Tutankhamun's tomb when they opened it, and they were still good because they had been kept in a cool, dark place. So the chemical constituents are their own preservatives. So they don't go bad if they're a steam distilled oil.
That's incredible.
So and that
breaks the myth of, you know, the rancidness of some cheaper quality oils, that these oils are therapeutic and such high quality, and like the oils used in Egyptian times can last for hundreds of years. Let's talk about some of the other ancient oils that have been used since ancient times, like frankincense. What are some of the purposes that someone would use frankincense? It seems like I know growing up Catholic, we had frankincense, you know, it was a very sacred oil. It has a lot of biblical history, too. But how can you use it to help ground yourself emotionally?
So I do process called four-square breathing that I teach in my classes, but you put the oil on your wrist, you rub your wrist together, and put your hands together like you're going to pray. Then you open your thumbs and put your fingers over the bridge of your nose and breathe into the count of four, then hold the breath for four, then blow out for four, and hold for four. This process allows the essential oil, and in this case frankincense, to lift off the wrist and drift through the nose into the olfactory nerve, crossing the blood-brain barrier, where it affects the electrical activity in the brain. Are less than 300 atomic mass units, which means that they do cross the blood-brain barrier, which is amazing, which means that it's going to affect the way you think and feel just by breathing it in. Frankincense has been historically known for thousands of years to be calming and meditative. That's why they use it in the Catholic Church. In fact, frankincense essential oil is derived from the resin from the frankincense tree. And that resin is what's burned in the cistern that they swing through the Catholic Church, and it emits the smoke. And it's because that fragrance affects the mind to the point that you come into a meditative state where your thoughts slow down and you're able to think clearly and spiritually connect with the divine.
I like that. So I love that. So calming and grounding, and also can be used as a sleep aid as well, just to kind of, again, relax you, calm your thoughts.
Stops racing thoughts. Many people tell me, I can't go to sleep because I keep thinking about da-da-da-da-da and all this stuff I could do later. But I really just want to go to sleep. I'm like, well, try a little frankincense before you go to bed.
And we think of lavender oil in that way, but frankincense oil can be as effective, if not more so. And lavender oil, is it also soothing when you have an insect bite or an itch? Sometimes if you get a sunburn or something, I know I'm very sensitive to sunburns.
Yes. Yes, lavender is amazing for burns and sunburn. If you put it in a spritzer bottle and spritz it on the sunburn, many times in my experience, my daughter went out and had a terrible bubbly sunburn, and we sprayed that lavender oil on there, and it only lasted one day, and the burning would stop immediately. Lavender is also very good for helping you fall asleep. It's also a natural antihistamine, so if you have allergies, it's great to have diffusing in the home to help you stop all that itchy eyes and watery nose stuff going on.
And sometimes
it's also excellent.
In the winter, you're in your house a little bit too much sometimes. Let's talk about some of these other beautiful feeling oils that can be worn as perfume. I read a book called Not Just a Pretty Face by Stacey Malkin, and she's been on Alive to Thrive in the past. And Stacey is a national expert on toxins in skincare products, personal care products, and in perfume. And in her book, she talks about the hundreds of chemicals that are in perfume. There was one I used to wear in my 20s called Poison, and I used to get these really bad headaches from it, and I thought it was headaches from the bars or from something out in the environment, and I never associated the headaches with the perfume until I read this book. So instead of wearing toxic, chemically laden perfumes that are very expensive and unhealthy, an alternative might be to wear something like a blend called Joy. I love the name of that. What are the essential oils that are within the blend called Joy? And I want to mention that these are Young Living oils. So there are various companies out there promoting a variety of oils, but I found Young Living personally to be the most ethical company, the most credible, the most respected, the highest standards. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about Joy. What's in it and how can you use it?
Well, let me go. I'm going to have to pull up a guide to tell you exactly what's in Joy. It has Lang Lang is one of the first ones. And Vogue,
I love that.
And it is so calming to the spirit, and I believe that it helps break that intense feeling of abandonment and anger. So in the Bible, it talks about the oil of gladness. Gary Young developed this particular blend to help people find more joy in their life. And that's exactly what I find that it does. So once I have cleared someone of having a anger issue, I'll use Joy to help increase that feeling within them so that they carry it with them throughout their day instead of hanging on to that anger.
Wow, that's so neat. And it's a nice, I think, oil, when I think about Valentine's Day, you know, that it has the oils of rose and bergamot and geranium and jasmine and just a beautiful citrus and floral for uplifting moods. That's awesome. And now there are some oil blends I know that Young Living offers that that have been popular at our store. We've actually had a lot of interest in the roll-ons. There's one called Stress Away, and I love the name of that, and it does exactly what it says it does. But tell us a little bit about the blend called Stress Away.
Stress Away is one of my favorites, primarily because it has a oil in it called copaiba, and copaiba is the highest anti-inflammatory oil, and it's from a South American tree. And it is very calming to the nervous system and allows for the mind to settle down because the inflammation goes down. The Stress Away also has lime and cedarwood, vanilla, acacia, and lavender in it. So with copaiba reducing inflammation, and the American diet has so many inflammation-causing products on the market that most people are ingesting 24 hours a day, that's a real basic one to always have. Lime is very uplifting to the spirit, kind of gives you that sense of, ooh, something good is coming. And then cedarwood is amazing because it is a oxygenator. It oxygenates the cells of the body and the brain. And if by using the Stress Away with the cedarwood in it, it's actually bringing more health in the body, and you can't help but feel better when you're getting more health.
Mm, I want to go put on somewhere right now.
there you go.
And there was one oil you mentioned that I've never heard of, Ocotea? Acotea? O-C-O-T-E-A? Talk about that.
Yes, Acotea. Acacia is one of my favorites because it is a high antifungal, which means that it can reduce fungus in the body. And there's a fungus called Candida that many Americans have an overgrowth in their system, which causes them to have to retain weight that they are not wanting, and they can't seem to lose weight because this fungus is retaining the weight for them. They have brain fog and can't think. They just have a nasty attitude, negative attitude. They may have skin rashes. And it's because of this fungus that's overgrown in the system. Things that cause candida are sugar, pharmaceutical use, high stress levels, and Acotea naturally disintegrates the exoskeleton of the fungus. It's also the fungus responsible for many vaginal yeast infections. So by using Acotea, it disintegrates this fungus and allows the body to start functioning the way it needs to again. And it also is wonderful to help limit carbohydrate cravings.
Wow.
So it's a very powerful oil that's just like, wow, this is wonderful. Singularly by itself, it's not the most pleasant smell, but because it's in the Stress Away, it's the most fabulous way to use it.
Wow. So does that candida, is that also in your gut when they say you have not a healthy gut? Does it live there? Okay. Wow. So lots of wonderful things. Go ahead. Sorry.
This Monday night is the second of our 8-week detox series at my office, where we'll be doing a class on killing candida. So if anybody's interested, show up at 7:00.
Well, let's talk about how people can find you. So what's the best way to contact you, Patty?
So the telephone number to come to classes or to make an appointment is 636-352-7041. And my office is Drops of Hope Integrative Health Care Center. And we're at 1392 South 5th Street, St. Charles, Missouri. So I'm in the Three Flags Center.
Okay. And what's your website?
AmaranthCounseling.com. AmaranthCounseling.com. counseling.com.
All right. Now, have you thought about writing a book with all that you've been exposed to, both through your clients and your knowledge?
I am actually in the middle of writing a book.
Oh, well, let's talk about that. I didn't even know that, so that was a God thing. Tell us about your book.
Well, it's going to be wanting to help clinicians use essential oils effectively in the mental health field. And, of course, we'll have my own story about how I came through the many traumas that occurred in my life and teach other therapists that they can use these oils effectively even in a public health setting.
Wow. What about mental health issues like schizophrenia? How have the oils been used? I don't want to associate that medical label, but with people that have, you know, again, I think people are over-medicated and they become catatonic and they gain weight and they're unmotivated, mm-hmm. And they're not
nice.
Really helped in a proactive way through nutrition and diet and supplementation. At least that's what I've witnessed in people and family members, actually. But what has been your experience?
Well, when you're talking about a brain function that is vastly different than what most people would consider the norm, and what's nice is that with essential oils, it's not like taking a pill and having to wait 30 minutes for it to begin to get into the bloodstream. The essential oil molecules go directly into the air and, when breathed, cross the blood-brain barrier to soothe the overactivity of the brain that's involved in schizophrenia. And that can be located in part or across the entire brain. So the essential oils are uniquely qualified to tap into the subconscious to help calm someone who's in a activated state.
Mm. Wow, we've covered so many things. I feel like we could just talk for a long time because there's so many different areas that you have experience with. I do want to encourage listeners that this program is recorded, so you can share the link with your friends through social media. You can also go to facebook.com/alivetothrive for the link. That's generally where I put the links to all of my programming there. And on this show description in the episode information, there is a link to view a product catalog that Young Living has hundreds of products. They have farms around the world. They grow their own plants that are used in the oils. Can you talk a little bit about that, Patty? I saw a picture of you in Idaho, so you must have visited one of the farms. Tell us about that.
Yes, as a care instructor, which is the Center for Aromatherapy Research and Education, I went to the farm and was able to participate in the planting in the spring up in Highland Flats, Idaho. Now, they also have harvest time, which is actually in January. And my husband went and did that, which was amazing. And anyone, the Young Living Farms are open to anyone who is curious. So even if you're not even a member of Young Living, they are an open company who allow you to walk in and say, hey, I'd like to see what you're really doing here. And they're like, come on in. And you can participate in planting and harvesting. You can watch them do the distilling because they're an open company, because they want you to know just how pure and stringent they are about their oils. They're dedicated.
And the quality, the way these oils are made is even the processing of being steam distilled or cold pressed is highly important. I mean, this is no inexpensive process to get into this industry. I mean, how long has Young Living been around, and how did you first hear about the company?
Well, it's been around for 25 years, and they have a feed-to-seal process to make sure that you're getting the highest quality oils available. Because they've been around for 25 years, they are the oldest and most trusted company for essential oils in the United States. About 2006, I had been diagnosed with severe rheumatoid arthritis. And for 8 years, I had been rolling my eyes at my mother about these oils. And I kept saying, oh, that's just boo-boo. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Because as a brain scientist, I was always like, where's the science? And she couldn't tell me. So I was thinking that, you know, she was just doing frou-frou stuff. And I was on $1,400 worth of medication per month for my rheumatoid arthritis and went to a wedding out of town and had just purchased my medications and accidentally left them at home.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to walk. I was in a wheelchair. I was in severe pain. And my mother says, oh, well, you just need Panaway. And I'm like, fine, where is it? And she says, well, I don't have it with me. And I'm like, thanks, Mom. That's the world to help. And she says, well, call the company. And they give him names of people in the same town that could possibly have what we needed. And one lady, she had half a bottle of what I needed, and she filled it the rest of the way with one of the other oils in the blend that's a chemical constituent called helichrysum, and brought it to us. And we started applying it on my joints, and in 10 minutes, I was walking without pain.
Mm.
So I was like, Mom, where's the science? And she was like, well, I don't know. I just know they work. Call Dr. Stewart. And it turns out that she had seen him on the TV in 2000 one afternoon when she was snowed in, couldn't go to church, and he was talking about healing oils of the Bible. And so I called him up and I said, I understand you're a chemist and I'm a brain scientist and I want to know how and why these things work because it obviously worked on me. And he says, well, come to class and I'll teach you. So a very wonderful man who's the founder of CARE, which is the Center for Aromatherapy Research and Education, of which I'm now a fully certified instructor for internationally. And so I went and I learned all about the chemistry and the hows and the whys, and now I'm able to use the oils to help other people.
Wow, that's fascinating. So is he still out there on TV or writing books? Or tell us about Dr.
Well, he actually wrote Healing Oils, the Bible. He wrote The Chemistry of Essential Oils Made Simple, which is about a 3.5-inch thick book. But it is a fascinating read if you like science. And many, many other books that, and yes, he is still around, and he is director of CARE International, and he actually resides here in Missouri, and is a fascinating man to talk to.
And your mom, the beautiful spirit of your mom, I've seen pictures of her. She's still with us?
Yes, she's 88.
Oh, my goodness. 88 years old, so obviously the oils are helping her.
Oh, yes. She takes them with her to Bridge every day.
And so she's been on them for what now, 10 years?
No, 16. She started in 1999.
Wow. So that's awesome. So great gift for Valentine's Day or for Mother's Day, you know, to tell your mothers, your sisters, your daughters, your friends, people in your life that are important to you to do themselves a favor and at least investigate, learn more about essential oils, how they could benefit your life, improve your mood, improve your sleep, help with calming, relaxation, groundingness, all sorts of wonderful benefits. And like we said earlier in the program, you can wear them in jewelry. You can also get them in a form that you can wear on your wrist as a, sort of as a perfume instead of toxic perfumes that are out there on the market. And I know Young Living has other many everyday products where you can use them. I've been starting to use the Thieves and as my household cleaner, and as my hand soap, and it is wonderful, and as a mouthwash. So many products, but the tea tree oil, which is in Thieves, I suppose, is it? Is tea tree in Thieves?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Tea tree is I can't even say that word. Help me out here. Tea tree is an antiseptic oil. Thieves is a blend with clove. I love the smell of clove in anything. Clove and rosemary and lemon and cinnamon. So it smells really good, and it's healthy, and it's really good to help your immune system during the cold and flu season, but just a lot of purposes. Can you talk a little bit about Thieves before we close out?
So Thieves was named for 15th century aromatherapists and apothecaries to be able to steal from the victims of the Black Plague without contracting the disease. And Gary Young found the recipe and started making an essential oil from the same blend. And we benefit from using it to protect ourselves from just about everything. Since I've started using the oils in 2006, I haven't had to go to the doctor for anything because I just don't get sick like that anymore. So anytime I just want to protect myself in public, Thieves alone makes a great hand sanitizer. One drop covers your whole hands, and then I'll actually rub it across my mouth and nose, too, just to make sure that I'm not going to be getting anything through inhalation as well.
Wow. So very good. So anyway, in closing, we've been talking with Patty Caldera Dorsey, and she has a practice in St. Charles, Missouri. You can reach her directly through her website. We've mentioned that on the program. And you can visit Butterfly and Moon on Main Street, St. Charles, to stock up on your essential oils or to give them a try. We'll be hosting monthly classes, so you can private message me through Facebook or through Twitter. And learn more and start your year off with trying something new and different that might improve your quality of your life. Any closing thoughts, Patty, or any closing quotes?
No, I just hope that people will come out to Butterfly and Moon and join us for class so that you can learn how to use the oils effectively and enjoy great fellowship and getting together to come to learn together.
Yeah, I think it is. It's a great way to meet like-minded people. I know we're pretty full tonight. We're going to have a full house. But all of our upcoming events are at butterflyandmoon.com. There's a link on the homepage that goes right over to upcoming events. I post a lot of events on Eventbrite as well. So please register so we know you're coming. And if you can't make it into this class, we'll be offering another one in February and March. So stay in touch. Next week we have coming on the program Judge Deborah Alessi. She is the prosecuting attorney in the city of St. Charles. She has been a judge, and she is actually running for election in 2016. We're going to talk about women in politics and fostering. She's a foster mom as well, adopted actually the son she was fostering. So lots of great things coming up in the coming weeks. Thank you so much, Patty. You have an awesome weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. You too.
All right. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next week. We're going to close out with How Far Is Heaven by Lost Lonely Boys. I love this song. It's very, very fun. Thanks, Patty, for the suggestion.
Thank you.
Baby, from this prison, Lord help me get can you tell me?
Just keep on giving.